Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Hey, hey, Grow Squad. Welcome to another episode of the Eugene Hamilton Podcast. Of course, I'm Eugene Hamilton. So good to connect with you today via this podcast. Hope you're doing well. Hope that your family is doing great. And I am so grateful for your time, for your attention, just for a few moments today. Not going to be long today, but today I want to look at what it means to have a mid-year reset, all right? Because we are pretty much halfway through the year. A lot of stuff is going on. A lot of stuff is going on in our personal lives. A lot of stuff is going on in our family lives. We've got some things that we've got to consider and reconsider. I want to kind of give you some guidance, if I may, with regard to this mid-year reset. Let's pray. God, we are grateful for this conversation. Lead us and guide us. Amen. Some of us have heard recently, for some of our friends, those that we are in community with, those that we are related to, some people have just simply thrown in the towel. There's some people who have started off with a lot of vigor in January with their goal. This is my year. This is my season. I'm going to crush every single goal. And they've gotten 6-7 months into the year. And they've said, you know what? Forget it. I'll start again in January. And instead of throwing in the towel, right? Some people actually need, maybe you just need a reset. You don't need to throw out your goals, throw out into the trash or down the garbage disposal all the aspirations that you had. Maybe we need to take a moment and reframe our goals. See what happens in life sometimes. We have these major goals that we fail to break down into bite-sized goals. I told you this story probably 2-3 months ago, and I'm telling you again without apology because it's relevant for right now. I was watching an interview, I should say, with Charles Barkley. And I just told someone not long ago that I'm a Phoenix Suns fan. They're like, what in the world? You don't live in Phoenix. You've never lived in Phoenix. I've been to Phoenix, of course. But I said, oh, yeah. Charles Barkley was traded from the Philadelphia 76ers to the Phoenix Suns. When I just started getting into basketball and I liked his game, I was kind of built like him. So in my mind, this wasn't as tall, right? And so I just liked what he did when he was on the Suns. He got traded from the Suns to another team, but I didn't want to be a bandwagon fan. So I just stayed with the Suns. That was unnecessary background, but that's how it is. Here is a story. Charles Barkley was talking about how in college he was chubby, right? But he was chubby with athletic abilities. So he was constantly over 300 pounds. But because he had these massive calves, he could jump high, he could rebound, he could dunk. So he got away with it. He got to the NBA, so says Charles Barkley, and his conditioning wasn't on NBA level. He was no longer running with these college boys. He was now running with grown men in the NBA who were actually playing basketball to feed their families. Whole different level. It's different going to college, getting a degree, going to school for free, right? Then now I'm trying to keep my spot on this team because this is my livelihood. So by the second year in the league, he said he went up to NBA. He said he went up to a veteran player named Moses Malone and asked him, why am I not getting more playing time? He looked him square in the eye and said, I'm glad you asked. You're too fat. That's what he told him. He said, you're winded when you go up and down the court. You still have the same habits from college. You brought them to the NBA. You're not going to last long if you don't get in shape. You're not going to last long if you don't get it together. So he said, well, man, will you help me out? This is Charles Barkley asking the veteran Moses Malone, will you help me out? So Moses Malone said, of course I'll help you out. I want to see you succeed. I want you to have a long career. I want you to be able to live out your dream of playing this sport on a high level. So come up to my penthouse floor, to my penthouse, I should say. They said they lived in the same building, but he lived in the lower floors in the regular spot, and Moses lived at the top in the penthouse. He said, come up, and I'll give you some tips. And so he said he would go to him, and he would give him certain tips, and said, okay, we're going to do these things, X, Y, and Z, and lose 5 pounds. He come back, he lost 5 pounds. Okay, let's lose 5 more. He said, oh, man, okay, cool. Man, that 5 pounds was easy. Let's lose 5 more. And he kept giving him these goals in 5-pound increments. And check this out. And before long, he turned around, and guess what? He lost 50 pounds. He said, man, as I think about it, that was a genius concept. The goal was always for Moses. The goal was always to get me to lose 50 pounds. But he knew if he told me 50 pounds from the jump, I would think that was insurmountable. I would think that number was too high. I would think to myself, I can't lose no 50 pounds. So we said he broke it down into 5-pound increments and said, just go lose 5 pounds. Oh, that sounds simple enough. And he kept going back and losing another 5 pounds until he reached 50 pounds. I think for some of us, for this mid-year reset, in order for us to reach our goals by December 31, using the analogy of Charles Barkley, you should break your goals down into 5-pound increments. However that looks for you, right? Whatever that looks like for your scenario, I think that you should, of course, we got our long-term goal. We got our big one-year goal. We got our big six-month goal. But can you break it down week by week? Can you break it down and say, you know what? I'm going to take this chunk of this goal and accomplish it over the next 2 weeks. This chunk of the goal, I'm going to accomplish it over the course of the next month. And then chomp away at your goal instead of, please don't throw away the goal. Some of you right now, much like Charles Barkley, much like Eugene Hamilton, you've got these goals that you want to get in shape this year. And you probably, listen, I just saw like a little meme, or it wasn't a meme. What do you call it? I think it was a meme. Somebody had somebody going to the gym saying, oh, here we go again. I'm about to go lose these 15 pounds I've been gaining and losing all year. In other words, right, you like me, you've lost 15 pounds, and then you tried to celebrate, and you couldn't stop the celebration. Before long, you gained the 15 pounds back. You went back again, and you lost the 15 pounds again. And so he says, man, all of us are in this cycle. Because it's difficult for us in many cases if we don't break our goals down into bite-sized chunks. It's difficult for us to look at the big picture and think to ourselves, I can accomplish that. It's unfortunate. The average person living in this world, we don't see ourselves as goal getters. Yeah. The average person, you go to talk.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC, used with permission.
Talk to somebody that's in your circle. Talk to somebody that's close to you. The average human being, we don't see ourselves above where we are. And so we set goals just because we don't want to look like we don't set goals. But here's the sad reality. I mean, I coach people all the time, so I know that I'm telling the truth. You never saw yourself accomplishing that goal in the first place. So for some people, it's easy to throw it away because they just went through the vision board party to get free drinks. They went to the vision board party because it was in vogue. They went to the vision board party just because they had nothing else to do. They went through the activity, but did not bring their mind under subjection like scripture talk about. Paul talked about that thing, right? They didn't bring their body and their mind under subjection. And so they had no intention of no longer drinking sodas this year. But you're different. I want you to know that you stand out above the rest. I want you to know that whatever you put your mind to do, you can actually accomplish it. You just maybe, this is my offering to you on this episode, maybe you should consider, because for the last 6 months, we haven't been able to take enough chunks out of the large goal to make any progress. So maybe we should break it down. I keep going back to that analogy because it was a powerful analogy, a powerful story, I should say. Lose 5 pounds. Let's lose another 5 pounds. Okay, another 5 pounds. All right. So if my goal is to finish my college degree, and I've got 12 credits left with a full-time job, 3 kids, a spouse, and other obligations, I can't go and take 12 credits at one time. I'm going to give up. The average person, you don't have enough time, right? You have to take that thing one class at a time. I wish that we had the time to just say, you know what, let me knock it out. But life be lifing. So I got three classes to take. I'm not going to take all three at the same time. Let me break it down into bite sizes that I can handle. Let me take one at a time. I want to become an entrepreneur. Okay, cool. And some people, they throw in the towel because they quit their job before they've solidified or put together something that will help them pay their bills from month to month. And it's like, okay, now you got to go back and don't have enough wiggle room now in your schedule because you're on probation again because you got a new job because you couldn't. We've got to be wise. We've got to find it in ourselves to do three things during this mid-year reset, maybe two things, and then we'll shut it down for this episode. First thing, I want you to reflect. In fact, American Psychological Association shows that taking time to reflect on your goals can enhance motivation and self-regulation. That same research goes on to say regular reflection allows you to assess what's working and what's not. Go back to last episode, please. It is advantageous for us to have a give up line. Say, hey, this is not working. This is working. I'm splitting time, splitting energy, trying to work on what's not working and what is working. Let me put the energy for what's not working over here and accelerate what's working. So many of us get married to something that we got from a guru, and gurus are gurus for a reason. But by and large, life is not a one size fit all. I got to figure out what works for me, what from their experience actually works for me, and what from their experience does not work for me. Reflection affords me the opportunity to sit down, to evaluate, check my heart, check my motives, figure out what's going well, what's not going well. And then tell myself, what am I going to do about it? Yeah, so for this mid-year reset, excuse me, I'm encouraging you, number one, to take time to reflect. Reflect on your goals. Reflect on why you set those goals. Reflect on your path toward those goals. Reflect on who's on your team or who's in your corner, who is in your support system to help you get to those goals. And like a broken record, I'll repeat again, reflect on what is working and what's not working. And then lastly, I want you to reclaim your goals. Yeah. Yeah. Individuals who write down their goals and share those same goals with other people, that's why reclaiming your goals, are 33% more likely to achieve them. So the way that I'm encouraging you to reclaim your goals, and some of us like to keep our goals, and I get it, to ourselves, because if I don't reach them, nobody knows but me.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I don't tell anybody about me losing weight, if I don't lose weight, I ain't telling nobody. If I don't tell anybody about my goal of finishing school, if I don't finish school, nobody knew about it. If I don't tell anybody my goals about getting out of debt, right? If they can't hold me accountable, I didn't tell them. So if I don't reach it, right? If I don't do it, nobody knows. Reclaim your goals. And for the second half of the year, I'm going to challenge you to get outside of your comfort zone and share those goals with an accountability partner. Yeah, share those goals with somebody who will check you and will ask you critical questions like, what are you doing about this goal? What are you doing about that goal? What are you doing in this area? I can't guarantee you that you'll accomplish all your goals, but I can encourage you this way. You'll gain momentum. You'll learn something you never knew before. And most importantly, you'll get closer to your goal. So do that. Not for me. Not for my team. Do that for you. And watch you rise to the occasion. Listen, I hope something on this episode aided you and helped you on your journey of going, growing, and glowing. Don't forget to go to my website, EugeneJHamilton.org. Man, there are kids right now that have ordered my book this summer. In fact, I did my first book reading. I want to report that to you. Amazing. My son and I went to this kid indoor playground, and we had an awesome time. I think we sold about 20-something books to kids. It was an awesome time. Please don't let your kid miss out on my book, Go, Grow, Glow. It's available right now at EugeneJHamilton.org. Thank you again for tuning in today. Don't forget to share, like, and subscribe, and I'll see you next week. Take care. Peace.
Hey, everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Unlock big savings while adding style and security to your home with Schlage door locks from Menards. High-quality Schlage Wi-Fi compatible entry locks allow you to lock and unlock your home from anywhere with your phone. Get peace of mind and save big money on all door locks at Menards. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money.